So when Yaakov comes to Yitzchak, so Rivka tells him exactly what to bring, the Shnei Gedim, the Matamim, and the Torah mentions that Yaakov brings to Yitzchak Yayin. Vayave lo Yayin vayesht. And the Mefarshim wonder that he was never told to bring Yayin by Rivka. So why is he bringing Yayin? What's the nature of this Yayin? And the Torah here does something a little unconventional, that the trop, and we know that the trop in Pnimis HaTorah is very significant, the trop underneath the word loy, lamed vav here, vayave lo yayin vayesht, is a mercha kfula. It's a very unusual trop. And the Bali Kriya don't really know how to say it, and they just make something up on the spot. But that implies something important is going on here. To further this, the Zohar and Kofman Beis, Amud Beis says, Vayavi lo yayin, remez, a hint is here, me'asa rachek karav le, he brought this from a faraway place, me'hahu asar, from that place. Rabbi Lezer Amar, Rabbi Lezer said, remez me'hahu yayin, dechol chad u'shkachach be. This is the hint of that yayin of which all gladness, happiness is tulling it. Begin l'chad t'alei l'Yitzchak, because he brought this wine to bring simcha to Yitzchak. The boy chadva ki the kabayin chadva the chadva the sitra di livay di li adavai v'layayin v'yesh. Since Yitzchak comes from the sphira, from the tzad of gevuros, which is the hepech of simcha, so he tried to be ma'ir simcha by Yitzchak. The chor of the pshad is that he needed to be mamshech ha'ashras ha'shchina, v'ein simcha el b'yayin. And it was going to be through that simcha, he would be a merkava lebracha, and that's what Yaakov was coming for those brachas. But of course, the Zohar is very sasam. What does it mean? Me'asa rachik. He brought it from a faraway place, me'ahu asar, from that place. So to help us out, the Targum Yonasan here, and the Medrash, the Askenim, tell us that this was not any ordinary yayin, that Michael came and he brought yayin from the Gan Eden. And this is not any ordinary yayin, as the Medrash tells us. It was a yayin hamashomer banava misheishes meibereishes. There are certain things when we go back to Maisa Bereishes which have a very special place in history, like the Mata Moshe, the Be'er Shel Miriam. One of those things is the Yayin HaMashomer Banav Misheishes Meibereishes, from which we could track throughout history, Torah history, times where we find in the Torah, like by Noach, for example, that when he came out of the Teva, he took that Yayin and he was Nichshol in that Yayin. And here that Yayin was made available to Yaakov Avinu. And we see the impact, seemingly, that this yayin had on Yitzchak Avinu, because as soon as he drinks this yayin, the next pasuk says that he had an awakening. It says, "Re'ei re'ech bani k'reach sada shebech Hashem," that he can smell the Gan Eden on Yaakov Avinu, and then v'itan l'cha elokim, he's ready to give the brachas. I mean, it didn't matter anymore who was in front of him, that if he had access to a yayin like this, he was going to give him the brachas. This really sealed the deal for Yaakov Avinu. But the question always has to be, okay, so Yaakov had the wine from Michael who brought it from the Gan Eden. You know, miracles don't just happen for no reason. How did Michael have this yayin? It's not like we think that these malachim, they have like rite of passage whenever they want, they go back and forth between worlds. No, they have to be sent on certain shlichuses. And it has to be warranted to be able to come into the gvul of Yaakov, you know, to give him this yayin. So we perhaps explain the Zohar Kaddish, what it means, me'asa rachik, based on the Medrash, based on the Targum Yonasan, and why there's a special trap, because it wasn't an ordinary yayin, and the significance that this yayin had in the giving of the brachas. But let's just be makdim a few other questions as we make our way, Allah Mechuvan, B'siyata D'Shmaya, going back to Parshas Vayera, that in Parshas Vayera, three malachim come with three distinct jobs, as we know, and one of them is to tell Sarah that she's going to have a child. And the Torah goes into detail about the discussion between the malachim and Avram and Sarah, where Sarah, hini ba'oihel, and Avram Avinu prepares lechem, and lechem is not brought out, Chazal note. And on top of that, Chazal say that when they asked Ayei Sarah Ishtecha, the shagir the koshal bracha, they wanted to send her a koshal bracha. So Maral Diskin asks a very Eisen Akasha, he says that the koshal bracha, lechaira, is the koshal bracha for Birkas Hamazon. There's an inyan in halacha to have a koshal bracha after Birkas Hamazon. But if the Isa became tummy because she became anida, Chazal say, so then if there was no benching, koshal bracha minayin. Where was the koshal bracha? How were they sending the koshal bracha if there was no benching? So he answers, based on the sugyan bracha, that there's such a concept called the kfiyas alayayin. You can be koveya zimun alayayin, and so that was what was done. But that's a very big chiddush to say. So that's something which needs to be understood, the nature of the Kodesh Shabracha in this sugya. Secondly here, Chazal tell us that the malach which came to tell Sarah about the birth of the child went down to stone to save Lot. And regarding the kasha, how can one malach do two shlichos? So the Rishonim had different answers. Like Rashi says, refuah v'hatzalah chad inyan, that refuah and hatzalah is really one thing, it's not two different shlichos. And there's other answers to that kasha. But let's try to understand, in a different vein, how it is that one malach can do two shlichos. Maybe it's just one shlichos. And lastly, so the Medrash is bothered by, later on in Parashas Vayera, that when Lot is saved, he's brought to the Ma'ara. And in that Ma'ara, the Torah tells us that the Benos Lot found bottles of wine. Where did that come from? So the Medrash already deals with that, and various answers are given in the Medrash. One of them, for example, is that there was so much yayin and stone, they used to hang out in the Ma'aras, so they came to one of the Ma'aras, which had a lot, which had wine. It was a common thing. Another answer was Maisa Nisim Haya, right? That Hashem made an ace, that there was yayin there. So let's see if we could tie the events together, Mitz Hashem, to try to mivar the sugya. Now, what we're seeing from our parsha, from our sugya, Vayavi lo yayin vayesh, that Michael brought him yayin. Hamishomer misheshes mibereshes, this yayin to Yaakov Avinu. That the Medrash notes was done ayde Michael. So Michael is the malach who comes to tell Sarah that she's going to have a child. And he says, Aye Sarah Ishtecha. Where is Sarah? So it could be that when Chazal say he did the shagir la kosh shal bracha, that he wanted to give her the kosh shal bracha, and we know that the kosh shal bracha has a segula to it, that for women to be able to have children. So the shagir la kosh shal bracha, the implication is to send her the kosh shal bracha so that she can have a child. And that would be b'derech nes. What would be the b'derech nes of that? The pshat is that it wasn't an ordinary kosh shal bracha. That the fact that the Michael was coming now, he was bringing with him at that moment this yayin of the yayin hamashomer misheshes mibereshes, and it was going to be from the skula of this wine of yayin hamashomer misheshes mibereshes, which was going to be sent to Sarah, which would allow her to have children. From there, Michael and Gavriel go down to stone. So says the Gemara Bava Metzia. And Michael is the one who saves Lot and brings him to the Mi'ara. So the Fizeh, so the Yayin which the Benos Lot are giving to Lot is a Hemshech of what Michael did in the house of Sarah. The Hainu, he already came to Avram Avinu with the intent of giving children to Avram and Sarah. Through what? Through the Yayin HaMashom, Mishashis and Mebereshis. And Michael is the same one who is now taking Lot and the Benos Lot to the Mi'ara. And he's giving them from that yayin, sheishes meibereishes. With this, we can explain actually the Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara darshans the heter of Mayavi v'loy Mayavis. So the Torah tells us, according to the Gemara, that the reason why Mayavi and Mayavis cannot come b'kal Hashem is because b'dvar asher lo kidmu eschem b'lechem uvimayim, because they didn't come out to greet us in the Midbar with lechem and mayim. So the Gemara says that may be fine for the men, but for the women there's no tain on that. Why? Kol kvud bas melech panima. Woman belongs in the home. That's her place. And what's the marker for kol kvud bas melech panima? Vayoymer aye sar eshtecha. We learn from Sarah that tznias that a woman should have. So what we see from here is that the heter of Mayavi v'lei Ma'avis is totally in the tznias of Sarah. If you what we're saying, it's not two different places. Like we're bringing the random marker from Sarah to support Mayavi v'lei Ma'avis. It was goof for this place of aye sar eshtecha, which Chazal darshened the shagir l'koshel bracha, which was the creation of Mayav in the first place. From that Kreshul Bracha, which was sent to Sarah. And that's perhaps why the Benos Lod, they call their child Mayav, is it to say from my father? It doesn't just mean from my father. It means from Avram, who's called the Av HaMangayim. That since this Kreshul Bracha comes B'schus Avram Avinu, so Al Derech Zeh they're called Mayav, as if to say in the Schus of Avram Avinu, that this Kreshul was sent to him, this child was born. Furthermore, the Zohar Kodesh notes that on the word for Loyada b'shachva uvekuma, referring to the daughters of Lot, that Lot wasn't aware of their comings and goings, that the vav in the word uvekuma has a dot on top, a nikud on top, which we find occasionally in the Sefer Torah. The other time previous to that, which we find a nakud on a word, and even on the letter vav, is in that parasha. Vayoymru a love, aye sar eshtecha. On the word a love, the letters aleph, yud, and vav, I believe, have nikudus on top. And Chazal darshan that. So the vav, which has a nikud on top, by vayoymru a love, aye sar eshtecha, is also connected to v'lo yadav shachv kuma, to the birth of Moav. So this segula of the Ayin HaMashomer Mishashis Mibereshis to impregnate these women, which is associated with the Ayin, as the Pasuk says, Eshtecha Kegefen Poiria, that when a woman is able to have children, she's called Eshtecha Kegefen Poiria, she's fruitful like the Gefen. So with this we can explain another kashan that Sugya, which Chazal are bothered by, that how were the Benos Lot able to become pregnant if they were Basulos, the Gemara has a cloud, that Ein Isha Misaberes would be a Rishona. Woman doesn't become pregnant from Rabbi Rishona. But Lefizeh, part of the Maisei Nisim is that since it was through the Yain HaMashomer that they became pregnant, so that Koyach of the Yain is able to override the physical Metzias of Ein Isha Misaberes Rabbi Rishona. And perhaps down the line, through the generations of Mayav going down to Boaz and Rus, we find that when Rus comes to Boaz, the Megillah says, Vayocha vayesht vayitav libay. That he ate, which Chazal say that he made bracha and lechem, and he benched, vayesht, he had the kashal bracha, vayitav libay, when he was very happy. That he was zechet to that simcha, which from the Yain HaMashom Meshes HaMibereshes, which is called the Yain HaMesabeach, which the Zohar taught us before, that it was through this Yain he would bring out a simcha in Yitzhak Avinu. That in the same way, that it was the kashal bracha, going back to Avram and Sarah, which was given to Lot to Benosav, which allowed her to become pregnant. So to here, we know Boaz was a very old man, very, very old. And he died immediately afterwards. So how is it child that a person like that who's so old can have children? Terah says, in the same way that Avram and Sarah were able to have children because they were so old, because they were zeichet to the Yain HaMashomer, so to Boaz, and that's why Boaz and Rus, the mocker comes from Lot to Benosav, he was also zeichet that in his cup he should be zeichet to the Yain HaMashomer. So with this, we can explain the questions which we began with and be moisef a little bit more. So we already talked about the Zohar Kaddish, what it means, Mi'asa Rachek, and the special trap. Now, the kasha of how did the Bnos Lot and Lot get Yayin, we already explained that. It came from the house of Sarah through Michael into the Ma'arim because he brought it there. But the Mariel Diskin's kasha, how is it a kosher bracha? If we admit that there was no lechem, as Chazal say, so kosher bracha minayin, how is it a kosher bracha? So the pshat is like this. In order for a regular kos to be called a kosher bracha, it needs to be chal on a benching. But sometimes inherently a kos is a kosher bracha. And since this kos was a kos from the Yayin HaMashom HaShibayresi, it doesn't have to be made into a kosher bracha. This is the kosher bracha because it's Yayin HaMashomar. So normally, through benching, we're able to elevate a kos to be a kos, which is doimit to the Yayin HaMashom HaShibayresi. But here it was the Yayin HaMashomar Mamish. So that's why it's called a kosher bracha. Now regarding the kasha of how can one malach do two shlichuses, so lefiza, we could say the following. Now what happened here? Michael was sent to the house of Avram and Sarah in order to let them know that Sarah would become pregnant. And Takashi does. But how does that happen? Because of the kos yayin. So what was his shlichus? Was his shlichus to make Sarah become pregnant? Or was his shlichus to bring them a kos? The shlichus was to bring them a kos of Yayin HaMashomer from Gan Eden. Oh, so now he goes from there and he saves Lot and brings them to the Ma'ara. So what type of a shlichus is that? Not just to save Lot. It's to bring them to the Ma'ara to what? To give them a kos shel yayin of the Yayin HaMashomer. So it's really one shlichus. The shlichus is to give Sarah the kois HaMashomer and to give Lot also the kois HaMashomer. That's not called two shlichuses. That's called one shlichus. Not that Refu Batzala is chad inyin. It's really one inyin because it's one shlichus to deliver the kois shel bracha from the Gan Eden of the Yayin HaMashomer Sheish Vibrish. And this helps us understand where Yaakov gets it from. Because when the Malachim were in stone, so really, Michael's shlichus lachar was over after he brings Lot to Binosef to the Ma'ara. But something happens. Chazal said that these malachim, they made a toas, and they said, "Mashchisim anachnu es ha'ir." We're here to destroy the city. And because they attributed that act to themselves, and not to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so they were banished from the Gan Eden 138 years. So Chazal said, so Milcha had to stay in this world. Right? Turns out to be a very big toivah that he had to stay down here. And Kadosh Baruch Hu Bahashkacha saw that would be Latoiva. Why? Because now that he was down here, so he was still in this world with that kos Yayin Shel Bracha in his hand, he was able to bring it to who? To Yaakov Avinu now in this moment. Vayavi lo Yayin Vayesh. Doesn't say who brought it to him. Michael brought it to him. But how was he here? Where did he? But the pshat is that in this moment, because he was nigrish from the Gan, that he was still down, he was able to bring the kos Shel Bracha to Yaakov Avinu, and that's what clinched the deal to be zecha to the brachos. Because of this kos Shel Bracha, he was zecha to the brachos. And we find, in the beginning of Pasha's Vayetze, in this week's Pasha, the favor that Yaakov repays to Michael. Because Chazal say, Hinei malachei Elohim olim v'yordim bo. So Chazal say that the malachim in stone, they went up. That means Michael and Gavriel went up. V'haraya, it says, Hinei malachei Elohim olim v'yordim bo. Malachei, so it's Yos Michael. That although there was more than one malach, the Torah emphasizes that Michael was oile, he went up. Olim v'yordim bo. On this Sulam of Yaakov Avinu. So that's Yaakov's job to repay Michael because of the Torah that he did for him. And it's very nice because the Zohar Kaddish says on this Pasuk, in the Zohar Chadash, Vayachana v'hine Sulam Mutzav Arza, Rebbe Pasach, he said on this, Kol Hames Asik b'tar b'chol yom, Hashem reveals to him secrets because Torah is Doma to Yayin, Yena Shal Torah, V'zehu Yayin HaMashomer Banova Misheishas Mirei Bereishas. In the place where you find the sulam, you find Chazal Dash in the Yayin HaMashom Mimisheshes Mibreishes. Shibzecha. Very soon to be Zecha to that Yayin HaMashom Mibreishes. Come in Mashiach Tzidkein, and may everyone know.